We're on Nun Gimel on the base, the bottom. Boy Rebelozer, Bashnia. Person married somebody who's usher to him in the Rabbanon. So there's no ksuba, it's a knas. There's no ksuba. So if there's no ksuba, the daughter of that marriage, does she get mizonos? Since there's no ksuba, so there's no tnai ksuba. Maybe not, we'll see the Gemara Shai. Yesh la mizonos or ain la mizonos? Kivan. The less la ksuba, since she doesn't have a ksuba, less la mizonos, so there's no tnai ksuba of that the daughters get support from the estate. Al dilma ima da avdei sura kansur abonin. The mother, they took away the ksuba because she did an iser. Ihi, the lo avdei sura, but the daughter didn't do any iser. Lo kansur rabbanan. So there was no knas. Meaning, really there's a ksuba here. Except the rabbanan said she can't collect it because they gave her a knas. But the tnai ksuba, which the reason why they would give a knas doesn't apply, because it's support for the daughter, not for the mother who did the prohibited marriage. Therefore maybe there is a tnai ksuba. Teku. Rashi. Bashnia. Mishanosa shnia midivrei sofrim. Person got married to somebody osur to him in the rabbana. The amri rabbana, the kama perik almana, hashnia ein lo ksuba, velo mizonos. The mother herself doesn't get mizonos and doesn't get a ksuba, and we want him to divorce her. Bito shiyolda lo umesh, but if she had a daughter, and what's it called, he died, so does the daughter now get support from the estate or not as a tnai ksuba? Yesh lo mizonos minichosav olo kivan the less lo ksuba le'em, since the mother doesn't have a ksuba, less lo mizoni labas to ha tnai ksuba. It's a tnai ksuba, and the tnai can't be better than the ksuba itself. Or maybe not, or maybe the ksuba is there, except she can't collect it because of knas. So the tnai ksuba, where there is no knas, does apply. That's the shaila teku. Boy rava, bas arusa, yesh lemazonos or ein lemazonos. Right, a woman was neras, and the husband died, and now the daughter wants to get support from the estate because of tnai ksuba, but she never was in a su, only arusa. Like even the isla ksuba, we said before that an arusa be'etzem has a ksuba, except they don't really write the ksuba till the nisuin. But the arusa has a ksuba. Okay, since she has a ksuba isla, so therefore there's a tanai ksuba too. Al dilma kiven de lo takinu rabban ksuba atshas nisuin, since the ikur takana of the ksuba, right, except in a place where the meaning is not like that, is to have a ksuba from the suin, and you only write the ksuba from the suin, even in the places that the they have a ksuba for an arusa, lesla. So the tanai ksuba, for sure, don't start till the nisuin, even in such a place where they have the minig to give a ksuba by a erusin. Teku. So that's teku. Bas arusa. Habo al rusos of the yodolo. Right. She, what's it called? He lived with his arusa, and they had a child. And they never had nisuin. Okay, umesh the low bonim, and he died, and he has sons and this daughter. Yesh la mizonos minichos v'lo. Does the daughter now get mizonos from the boys from the estate or not? Even the isla ksuba, don't you kosev lo min erusin? Either that he wrote her a ksuba or if erusin, inami rabbanin tikum nami larusa, or in a place where they held, or according to the man the Amr holds, an arusa has a ksuba. Since the Rabbanim weren't misakin in any place to write the ksuba till nisuin, tnai ksuba nami mikmiyachi lochayim. Therefore, even though the ksuba applies to erusin, maybe the tnai ksuba doesn't apply. Okay, next case. Boy Rava. Boy Rav Papa. Bas anusa. Yesh lamazonos or ein lamazonos. A guy rapes a woman, and then he has to marry her. So he marries her, and they have a daughter. So, what's it called? Does that daughter, and then he dies, and he has sons, and this daughter, does the daughter get support from the estate? Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, b'Rabbi Yehuda lo tiboyelach, do omer yesh laksuba, mona. According to Rabbi Yossi b'Yehuda, that an anusa has a ksuba of 100, Right, so there's no shayla. She has a ksuba, so she has a tnai ksuba. Kiti boya lachaliba the rabbanon da amri yatsa kesef knasa b'ksubasa. That the rabbanon hold that she doesn't get a ksuba. The knas that he pays cancels out the ksuba. She got her ksuba already. She got the knas because of the anusa. So my kivin the less ksuba less la mazoni. Since there's no ksuba, there's no tnai ksuba. So there's no mazonos. The reason that there's no ksuba is because the whole reason they're misakan a ksuba is that he shouldn't be easy to divorce her. He can't divorce her. He's not allowed to divorce her because it's alocha yuchal shalcha kol yomav. V'halo motzi mapikla. So really, there is a ksuba. The only thing is that there's no need for it. But the tanai ksuba, where there is a need for that, that does apply. That's a shayla. Teiku. Rashi, Basanusa, Onasesanara, the Nosa. He was Ma'anis, a woman, and he married her. Achrichen, Kidirsi, Velosi, Elisha, like the Torah says, he has to marry her. The Yoldalo Bas, Umes, and he had a daughter, and he died. Yeshla Mazonos, Minha Achimolo, and there's other boys, so does she get Mazonos from the estate or not? Yeshla Ksuba, Minachos of Mana. So, according to, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, she gets a Ksuba. She has a ksuba of 100. So, yesh la ksuba min chosav. Mona in meis, the afagav shikvar nosin kesef knasav. Even though he already paid the knas, he has to give a ksuba also when he dies. Or if he divorces or beisim. Yosha kesef knasav ksubasa. They ain't la ksuba. The rabbanon hold, there is no ksuba. The 100, the knas counts as a ksuba. Mai mizonos habas shehen tnai ksuba paki bahochi olop. Since there is no ksuba, so there's no tnai ksuba, or maybe not. Miyamrinu kivin de lesla. Odilma ksuba hainu taimed lo tikun marabonim mishum de chol ksuba sisha mishum shelo tekala bein of lo tziya tiknua. The whole reason that the rabbanim masakan a ksuba, even according to Anurus ksuba deraisa, that's only ksuba of a besula. The ksuba of an almon or a grusha is only the rabbanim. The reason they were masakan a ksuba is that he shouldn't be easy to divorce her. So Lamaisa, what's it called over here? He can't divorce her, so there's no ksuba. V'halo motzi mapik dichsiv lo yuchal shalcha. Right, he can't ever divorce her. Ksuba de mishum afuke hu de lo tikun de leka lemecha lesla. Avol shar tonight ksuba de lab mishum shalo tekala iskun lesla. Or maybe, even though there's no ksuba, the whole reason of the ksuba there isn't because there's no reason to give a ksuba. Because he can't divorce her anyway. But the tanai ksuba, there's the same reason to give them as anything else. So maybe the tanai ksuba were. Okay, now it goes on to the other tanai. One other tanai of the ksuba is atehe yasu avesi. That after he dies, his widow gets to live in his house until she marries or she is willing to get married. Or she claims her ksuba. But she has the rights to remain in the house. Tani Rav Yosef, Bebesi velo bibikosi. That's only if the house is a spacious house where there's room for her. But if it's a very small house, the somin don't have to have their stepmother, right? If it's their mother, the mice is a different story, but the mice is talking about here, which is stepmother. They don't have their stepmother, you know, sharing their bedroom. Avamizoni isla. But even if she doesn't stay in the house, so she doesn't stay in the house unless it's spacious enough to be comfortable for everybody. But even if she doesn't stay in the house, she still gets mazonos. That the other tanai ksuba, that she gets supported from the estate, the almona, until she till she gets married or gets a ksuba. Ma'aravashi omar afila mazoni nomi lesla. Ma'aravashi said she doesn't even get mazonos. If she's in the house, she gets mazonos. She's out of the house, doesn't get mazonos. The last hilchas sokam avravashi. The halach is not like that. That even if she's not in the house, but mezonos she gets independent of being in the house. Omer of Nachman or Shmuel. Tavua lehinose v'nispaiso ein lemezonos. Right. It's only as long as you are. The tnai was as long as you are an almana, meger almanusa. That means that you still feel a connection to me as my almana. But once you're on the marriage market and you're interested in getting married, right, then you're no longer connected to me, then you don't get mazonos from my estate. That's how the tanai is. Right? So if she agreed to get married, then she's no longer connected to her husband. Obviously, she's now a free lady. You're free, fine. So get your own mazonos. Mara says, how long is spice? So yes, mazonos. But if she's on the marriage market, she didn't find anybody. She had some offers and she refused them. Then she still is considered connected to her husband. Right? L'chara, she's interested in getting married. So why did she refuse these offers? Omer Avanan, l'didim afar sheli minei demar Shmuel, amras machmas ploni bali yesh l'mazonos. If she said, nah, I'm just not ready to get married, I can't forget my husband. Right? Or it was so terrible with him, and I can't even think of getting married to anybody else. Right? Either way, right, it's because of the first husband she can't get married, therefore, she still gets mazonos. Machmas ben yodim sheni mugonim la. But if she said, really, I'm ready to get married, but not with these guys. Right? So it's not because she's still connected to her husband, it's because she didn't get any good offers. Then, ein la mazonos. Then it's already, she's severed from her husband. Omer Rav Chisda, zinso ein la mazonos. If she's mezana, she doesn't get mezonos. Because obviously she's not connected to her husband anymore, because she's a free lady. Omer Rav Yosef, kichlo pirchaso ein la mazonos. Even she started to put on makeup. So she started to want to be attractive to other men. She is what's it called, no longer connected to her husband. Okay, L'chor, you could bring a raya from here that a woman is allowed to put on makeup. Right? Even though not really 100%, because the case before, Zinsa, also is not allowed. Can't bring a raya from here that a woman is allowed to be mezana. She did it. Okay. Manda omer zinsa koshken kichlo pirchasa. The one who says she's mezana, right, that she loses her mezonos, right, surely kichlo pirchasa. Manda omer kichlo pirchasa, aval zinsa isli. Could be that if she put on makeup, it shows that she's on the market. But if she's mezana, it could be she's not really on the market, just couldn't control her yetzahara. My time a yetzer onsa. The less hichlukachachani Hashemai said, Halach is not like any of these things. When does she lose her mezonos? Ela kihod amar of Yehuda amar Shmuel. Hatovas ksuvas of a beizdin ain la mezonos. If she's toveya, her ksuba and beizdin, that's when she loses her mezonos. Up until that point, right, she doesn't lose the mezonos for anything else. Mar says, Velova, Tanya, Machra ksubasa, Mishkina ksubasa, Osa ksubasa potiki la acher ain la mezonos. She didn't have to be Toveyat and Beis Din. If she sold her ksuba, she was made it a mashkon, she made the, what's it called, the ksuba napotiki, she doesn't have mezonos. Honey in, that's only where she actually cashed in her ksuba. Aval tovaslo, but by Toveya, she just demanded it. She didn't get it yet. Mashma, only if she actually actualized the canceling of her ksuba does she lose her mezonos. But Stam, if she wants it, that doesn't make her lose her ksubos. Mer says no. Honey, bein bebezdin, bein shelo bebezdin. These, whatever she did, whether it was in bezdin or not, and she basically used her ksuba, she loses the mezonos. But tovas, but if she demands her ksuba, that's only if she does it with bezdin in, shelo bezdin no. She goes to the yisom and says, I want my ksuba, she doesn't lose her mezonos. Till they give it to her. But if she goes to Beis Din and says, I want my ksuba, even if they haven't given it to her yet, she loses her mezonos. Rashi. Bebesi velo bebikosi, im yesh lo bayis, kofin es hayorshim losish le madur lefi kvoda. Ve en yecholim lomar lo lechi le beis avich, ve anu zonin osoch sham. Can't tell her, go back to your father's house and live there. No, she has a right to live in the house that she lived with her husband before he died, and the Yisom can't kick her out. And they support her in the house. Aval ein lo bayis ela biksa bealma. There's a little hut. So there's no room for her. Right? Srif, tsar, the cotton, loshim biksa ben aksa. A place that's not comfortable. Yecholin lomer lechim etzlein. They can say, you know, get out of here. You know, we have no room for you. The atehe yosu lebesi kosov lo, velo bebikosi. The loshim of the tanai ksuba is, you will stay in my house. My house, not my hut. But she still gets mezonos if she goes and rents an apartment or goes back to her father's house or whatever. The lo amrinan kivan lo karinin ba, the ate heyos revesi lo karinin ba misazim minchosai. We split up the two things. We don't say, you can stay in my house and you get mezonos. If you can't stay in my house, you don't get mezonos. We say, no, you can stay in my house, but if it's not a house, you don't get it. But the mezonos you get either way. Rav Yosef Bebesi Yisei Radorish, the Tikkun L'michta Bebesi Trei Zimne, the Atehe Yasa Bebesi, Kol Yimei Meger Al Mosayich, Bebesi. So he darshan, since it says Bebesi twice, only if you're Bebesi do you get mezonos. If you're not Bebesi, you don't get mezonos. Then his spice, Sulo Karin Be Meger Al Mosayich. If she agreed to get married, she already no longer is the mourning widow. She now starting a new leaf in her life. Hold on, this by Yeshla. But if she didn't agree, she had offers and she was willing to get married, but she didn't agree. Then she still has mezonos. Bitmiya vafilu ein ha'akova machmas kvod baila. It's not because she said I'm not ready to get married. She's ready, but what's it called? Not with these people. Ela shlohaya tova ha'gogunla. Shmuel says no. It depends. If the reason she refused the offers is because she says she's not ready to get married, then she still gets mezonos. The reason she refused the offers is because she didn't like the offer, or didn't like the guy who proposed, then basically if he was good, she would have taken it, then she loses mezonos. Kichlo so galya daita de lo machmas kovet baila makeves linose. She got all farput. She obviously is not an almona anymore, a mourning widow. She made the ksuba a guarantor for her, a loan that she made. So she basically used her ksuba. Honey in, these she actually collected her ksuba. But she just demanded the ksuba, that's not good enough. And here he said that if you demand the ksuba in Beis Din, you do lose your mazonos. Mara says, no, it depends. All these things doesn't have to be based in. If you actually actualize your ksuba, no matter based in, no based in, you lose your mazonos. If you demanded your ksuba, if you demanded it in based in, you lose the ksuba. If you didn't demand it in based in, you demanded from the assumption, but not in based in, then you don't lose your mazonos till you actually get the ksuba. Okay. Yeah, no. But then she went to the trouble of demanding it in Beis Din. She shows already that she wants out of this matzav. She's starting a new life. She just asked the Yisomim for the ksuba. Then it's not really starting a new leaf until they'll give it to her. So she went to the tiruch of going to Beis Din. She's showing already that new thing. I'm ready. You know, it's an official demand, isn't that?
So mezonos is not in order to give her support.
No, because the Maisa, there's situations where she doesn't get support. She has to go to work. But since the husband doesn't want his almana to be in Mizbaza to go and have to work or to, so as long as she's connected to him, he feels like that. But you don't care about me anymore, right? You want out, right? You know, I'm dead and you're now starting a new leaf on life. What do I have to support you for?
She might not be starting a new leaf on life. She might just need her money from the tour.
So fine. So then you have mezonos. Why are you asking for ksuba? Because you want to like get that behind you and whatever. You shouldn't have to ask for ksuba. You get mezonos. We're up to Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The kachah you anshei Yerushalayim. Okay. The Mishnah says that there was two different girsos and what the Tznai Ksuba was and how long the Almona can take her Parnosa from the Yisomim. So it says that Kacha Yuanche Yishlein Kosin, they wrote that Atehe Yasla Vesi Umisazna Minachosai Kol Yimei Megar Amunosayich. Right, that as long as you are suffering as a widow, right, the extension of your almonos, you can stay in the house and you get supported. And we learned yesterday that as soon as she shows that she's no longer connected to her husband and she's looking for another husband with certain considerations, she already loses that. That's what Anshe Yerushalayim wrote. The Mishnah says, but in Anshe Golil, Anshe Gol hayu kosin, Anshe Yehuda hayu kosin, at Shiratzu hayorshim liklech noksu bosech. It didn't depend on her, it depended on them. If they'll be willing to give you your ksuba and pater you, then you're finished. It's up to them to decide if they want to keep supporting you. If she had a big ksuba, so they'd like to push off the giving her the ksuba as much as possible. But it depended on the yorshim, not on her. According to Anshe Yerushalayim and Anshe Hagolil, it depended on her. Okay. Mara says, the kacha you Anshe Yerushalayim. Itmar. Rav Omer halacha k'Anshe Yehuda. Rav said the halacha is like Anshe Yehuda, that the yorshim have the option to pay off her ksuba and to be free of her. Get her out of the house and not support her. Shmuel Omer halacha k'Anshe Galil. And Shmuel said the halacha is like Anshe Galil and Anshe Yerushalayim, that it's not up to them, it's up to her. As long as she doesn't want her ksuba, or she's not interested in getting married again, then she is in the house and she gets supported. Bavel v'chol parvidoha no kirav. In Bavel and in all the outlying areas of Bavel, they held like Rav, that the halacha is like Anshe Yehuda, that the yorshim have the option. Nardoa v'chol parvidoha no kishmuel. In Nardoa, they were no heg like Shmuel, that the almana has the option. Ahi bas mechuza the havis nesiva le nahardoa. So there was a woman from Mechuza, who was the other parts of Bavel, who was married to a man from Nahardoa. Also le kamei de Rav Nachman. And they came to Rav Nachman, and the shaila was, what's it called, when does she lose her parnasa? Shoma le kala de bas mechuza hi. Right? They heard that she was from Mechuza. He understood from her accent that she was from Mechuza. Omer lehu, bavel v'chol pardavon, no kirav. That it's up to the Yisomim to decide when they want to stop supporting her and pay off her ksuba. Omer lehu, v'holin nahardoa nesiva. She's married to her nahardoa. So therefore, what's it called? She shouldn't lose her mizonos unless she wants to collect her ksuba. Omer lehu, ihochi nahardoa v'chol pardavon, no kishmuel. Right? If that's the case, then we go after the minig of the husband, not the minig of her. Since she married the man, she's going to live where he is, so therefore, what's it called, even though she originated from Mechuza, the halacha is like b'nei nahardoa for her, and therefore she has the option. Va'ad heicha nahardoa, where is the gvulos of nahardoa, because everywhere else in Bavel is like Rav. Only in nahardoa did they paskin like Shmuel. So ad hecha the sogi kabad nahardoa. Wherever they use the measure of a kav of nahardoa, that's called nahardoa. Outside of that, they use different measurements. There, it's not nahardoa anymore. Rashi. Pardevo krochim hasmuchim la. All the outlying suburbs are also considered what's it called Bavel. Mechuza mi parvedoi Bavel. Mechuza was one of the suburbs of Bavel. The sogi kabad nahardoa kol makom shemodedim tvua b'midas kav nahardoa. There's a special measurement, the kav that they used in nahardoa had a certain parameters, and they used that only in nahardoa and all the suburbs, the places that were kafuf to nahardoa. So wherever they use that, there's a din of nahardoa, and in nahardoa the halacha is like Shmuel. Okay, itmar. Almona. Rav omer shomim masho aleho, u'shmuel ein shomim. Okay, the almona now wants to collect her ksuba. So and she yarshined all of the dowry that she brought in. So now, what's it called? They yarshined. The dowry that she brought in is not hers, belongs to the yorshim. That includes her clothing. So when we pay off her ksuba, do we deduct the clothing she's wearing? Or is that extra? We don't deduct that, and we pay her in addition to her clothing. So it's a machlokas. Rav says we, what's it called, consider what she's wearing and deduct it from the ksuba. And Shmuel says we don't. That's extra. She gets the ksuba aside from what she's wearing.
What about jewelry?
Mustama, the jewelry also is included in this shayla. Right. Omra b'chia barovin, the chilufa belokit. The opposite is by a lokit. We'll see what I say what a lokit is. It's a special kind of worker who doesn't necessarily get a wage, but he gets room and board. Rav Kahana Masni v'chein belokit. Rav Kahana said the opposite, that it's the same halacha, the same machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. By an almana is the same by lokit. We'll see one second what it is. Umanech basimana, yasma, v'amralta, sholach, upok. And he made a simon that the yosom, which is like the lokit, who's being treated like a yosom, and the almana send out. Okay, see Rashi. Rashi explains what the lokit is and the shomin mashaleha, kishim megabin la bezdin ksubasa. When the bezdin collects her ksuba from the estate, shomin bigodeha bipiron ksuba. We count what she's wearing, or all the, not just what she's wearing, but all the clothing that she has is part of what her ksuba is, because it really doesn't belong to her. The yarshin, her clothing. It's not hers, it's her husband's. So therefore, when he died, it goes to them. So therefore, what she's wearing, she already collected as part of her ksuba. Belokit, schar, sochir shigar b'deis balabayis, the lokach lo balabayis begodim. Right, the balabais bought him a uniform, bought him clothing. He lives in the what's it called, the house of the balabais. The balabais supports him, and he bought him clothes. According to Shmuel, we evaluate how much the clothing is worth, and that you deduct that from his wages. For Rav Omer Ein Shom, Rav says no, the clothing the owner intended to give him as a present, and that's in addition to his wages. The chain belokit l'rav shomin l'shmuel ein shom. So what's it called? Rav Kahana, was it? Rav Kahana? Yeah, Rav Kahana said the chain belokit, that the same machlokas Rav and Shmuel applies to lokit also. Okay, umonech bar Rav Simona b'milsei yasma the amalta shlachu pok hafshet b'gdei and v'tzei. Take off their clothes and let them go. In other words, the clothing is not something they get as a present. It's part of the wages or part of the ksuba. Okay. Omer of Nachman, Afal gav disnam masnis and kavosi de Shmuel. Even though there's a Mishnah that says like Shmuel, hilchos kavosi de Rav. The halacha is like Rav, that that we deduct the clothing. And the shaila is like this: when the husband bought her the clothing, did he mean to keep it as his and she has use of it? Right, Mamela, when he dies, the Yorshim Yarshin it, and it's part of the Yerusha. And Mamela, when they have to pay her Ksuba, they can pay it from that. Or no, when the husband bought her the clothing, he meant to give it to her as a present. It's hers. So when he dies, it's still hers. It doesn't go to the Yorshim. And therefore, it's not deducted. Same thing with the Lokit. Right, and the Gemara says it could be that the opposite, by a guy who buys his, the guy who, what's it called, works for him. So he doesn't intend to give him a present of the clothing. There, by his wife, yes, but not by the locket. And these are svara the opposite. By the wife, right, he's happy that his children are going to get the clothing. So he doesn't give it to his wife. But over here by the locket, right, once he buys him the clothing, he intends to give it. He's not, there's no Yerusha over here that we're worried about. Okay. So where's the Mishnah? Right, where is the Mishnah that sounds like what's it called, Shmuel, that we don't evaluate the clothing? Yisnan, echad hamakdish nechosav, the echad hamarich es atzmo, a person is makdish his property, he's makdish all his property, or he's marich himself, and what's it called, the erchin has a set value according to his age and sex. And he doesn't have money to collect from. Where do you collect this? Where do you collect the chov from? The hektish. Ein lo biksus ishto velo. You can't collect it from the clothing of his wife or the children. It's theirs. It's not his. Right. Velo b'tseva shetzava lishmon. Even if the clothing never wore, they just what's it called, dyed it, so it was never worn. Still, it's theirs. In other words, the husband intends to give his wife and children the clothing. It shouldn't remain his, and it's just they can use it. It's theirs. If it's theirs, then you can't take it away from them to pay his debts to Hekdish or whatever. That's not included in what he's makdish. V'lo b'sandolim chadoshim shalokach lishmon, even shoes belong to them. Even if he bought new shoes for them, and they never wore them also. So therefore you see that the clothing belongs to the wife and the children, like Shmuel. Not that it still belongs to the husband, and therefore when he dies it goes to the Yorshim, and they can deduct it from the Ksuba because it's their property. Omer le Rav of Nachman, v'chemiachar desnan masnisen kavosi de Shmuel, amai hilchaso kavosi de Rav. If in fact the Mishnah says like Shmuel, that the clothing that a husband buys for his wife and children belongs to them, not to him. It's not just that he gives them the use of it, right? Then why is the halacha like Rav? Omer le licha orik Shmuel rahita. Right? Really, if you look at it on the surface, it looks like it goes like Shmuel. Ki ma'ainis ba, but however, if you look into it, hilchas akavosi de Rav. My timer. Ki akni lo adaita le mekem kane. Adaita le mishka le mepech lo akni lo. Right? When he's still alive, and they're using it, he intends to give them the clothing that they should have it. He didn't intend that it should remain his, that he's makdish it or whatever. He doesn't consider it his. But he doesn't expect them to leave him, what's it called, when he divorces her or when he dies, that he didn't mean that they should take their clothing and go. As long as he's alive and the worker's working for him and the wife is still his wife, he intends that to be theirs. But he never intended to be theirs if they're going to leave. When they leave, that's it. They leave the clothing there too. So it's not the same case. The case we're talking about is where they're leaving. Not when they... In other words, he doesn't give it to them completely. He gives it to them to be theirs as long as they're around him. But as soon as they're not around him, not. So therefore, when he was makdish his nechasim, or the erich, as long as they're around him, he didn't have in mind to be makdish that. He doesn't consider it his. But it's not a real matana that when they leave, they get to keep it. Rashi. Yasma is a loki. Yasma is a kinui for the worker who, when he leaves, you treat him like a yosem. The snam masnisim b'hach de'erchin. Echad ha-makdish nechosso. Ve'echad ha-marich ha-atzmo. V'ha-gizbar bo l'mashkeno al erko ha-kotsu v'parsha. Right? So the gizbar comes now to collect what he donated to Hekdish. Or the erich that he donated. So where can he take the money from? Ein lo legizber lo biksus ishto. He can't take it from his wife's clothing or his children's clothing. Lishmon begodim shetzava l'shem ishto l'shem bonav afopi shelo lovo shadai. Even they never wore them. He just bought them for their sake, or he dyed it for their sake. He just had it made for them. They also can't collect from that. Alma begodeh shalok Shmuel. You see that the begodim belong to her, like Shmuel, not like Rav. Now, if you look at it on the surface, you go through it quickly, the Mishnah appears to go like Shmuel. Pito, if you look at it quickly, Merutzas Mashmos HaMishnah Kishmuel. Avokima Einispo, if you look into it, Lo Messiah L'Shmuel. It's not like Shmuel at all. The Hok Hanei Kaima, the Eino Yotzim Beso, Vadaiti the Hoki Maknila, Shiyu Shalok Kol's Man Shei Tachto. His intention is it should be considered like yours as long as you're my wife. But once you're not my wife, it's my clothing. So he never gave it to her in a matana gemura. He's basically giving it to her that she should use it as if it's hers when she's alive. When they're still get together. Nemela, when he was makdish it, he didn't have in mind to be makdish that. Because as long as she's around, he considers that hers. But he never gave it to her as a matana, that if he dies or he divorces her, that the clothing should be hers, mamish. Okay, let's see. Okay. Kalsa Devei Bar Eliyoshev, right? The daughter-in-law from the house of Bar Eliyoshev. They were rich people. Gemara says in other places. Havi Kotova Ksubasa Miyasme. She what's it called? Wanted to get her ksuba. And from the Yisomim. Okay. Havi komamti lo lebeidina, so they brought her to Beis Din to collect her ksuba. Amre zila lon milsa de tizli hochi. Right? Right? She, what's it called? It's not bakovet for us, we're a rich family, that you should come dressed shabbily to Beis Din. So really, get dressed up, so it's bakovet for the family that you come, you know, all nicely dressed to Beis Din. Ozu levishinu vachsasinu lekulei mona. She wore her, all her jewelry and all her finest clothing. Also the kamed ravina, omer lehu hilchus hakavaisi the rav. The omer amana shomen mashalera. Right, the halacha is like rav that we deduct her clothing. They were afraid that she would deny having all this clothing or hide it. So they wanted to entice her to bring it to Beis Din so Beis Din would see what she had. And then Beis Din would deduct that from her ksuba. It probably was a very big ksuba because they were rich people. So they wanted it deducted. And since they were rich people, they were also stingy. So the Vaisa didn't want to give her more than she deserved. And they knew the halachas like Rav. So they got her to bring all her jewelry and her clothing on her so the Beis Din could see what to deduct. Rashi. Ahuda Amar Lahu. No, we didn't get her yet. That's it, yeah. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll finish the Perek Amitz Hashem, and maybe even start the next Mishnah, so Rav Aaron can start from the Gemara.